This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower. You got a bunch of clips getting into the ADL and other leftist organizations that are inside Big Tech. And after Big Tech rolled over completely to censorship a few years ago, now they say we're going to arrest the heads of Big Tech unless you give the ADL and other leftist groups total control over your companies. Wow, that's not scary.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the thing is that the ADL is creating a hate index for the entire internet. And we got a video about them. Can I show it?
Sure, of course.
All right. So it's the ADL Hate Index, and this video will blow your mind. Can we play it?
ADL and the University of California at Berkeley's D-Lab have been working to develop a new approach to tackle online hate using the latest methods. The goal of the Online Hate Index is to help tech platforms better understand the growing amount of hate on social media, and to use that information to address the problem. By combining artificial intelligence and machine learning with social science, the Online Hate Index will ultimately uncover and identify trends and patterns in hate speech across different platforms. We've just completed our first phase of research, and we found that the machine learning model identified hate speech accurately between 78% and 85% of the time. In the next phase of our project, we will look at specific targeted populations in a more detailed manner. We'll examine content on multiple social media sites, and we'll identify strategies to deploy the model more broadly. While there's still a long way to go with artificial intelligence and machine learning-based solutions, we believe the Online Hate Index will help tech companies better understand the extent of hateful content on their platforms by creating community-based definitions of hate speech.
All right, and Zach was talking to me during the video asking if I want to play the clips. Yeah, play whatever clips you want. But I want to play that again. I wish I would have let you play that up front. I've never seen that. I mean, I'd read what they were saying. Imagine this group programs with universities, machines that go out and decide what you can and can't say, but then what other information is non-hate. And now they're saying electing Trump, being pro-gun, that's now hate. This is so authoritarian, and it's a little non-threatening woman looking at you. This is so creepy.
Yeah, it's absolutely dystopian. The thing is that they're just coming out and saying it to your face.
Oh, did you see the white rights? Oh, my God.
Go back in that video.
Look at that. Oh.
Look, 9/11 truth.
Look, the Donald, which the Chinese government bought and shut down.
Yep.
Oh, there's nothing about China killing people, nothing threatening of communism. Where's communism? Where's pedophilia on there, or something we need to watch? No. It's guns. It's the Donald, and that's why mainline women at shooting ranges are all being kicked off Facebook in places. They go out shooting with their girlfriend, post a photo, they say that's hate, and they kick you off Facebook.
Yep.
Because it's right there. The ADL said, you don't talk about your guns. That's not scary.
It's absolutely.
So this isn't crazy. Companies doing what they want. This is the ADL and other groups coming in with AI to watch and spy on you. This is spying.
Yeah, and like when I disclose this machine learning fairness, like you want to know who's behind training these algorithms? It's the SLPC and it's the ADL. The two groups that should have nothing to do
Let's
with
start over. I have to apologize because I already knew all this. I'd read it, but I hadn't seen this. And we've got a good hour and a half so far, but I want you to really relaunch when we come back, replay it. Give people a presentation so I can really put that out without being interrupting. Because this is so huge. Machine learning turned loose, programmed by these un-American groups that are literally saying gun rights is hate, the Donald is hate, Alex Jones is hate. And if you're white and are sick of hearing you're a devil and saying that's wrong, well, then that's going to be banned. But you can see that big giant area of the web is pissed, man. People are like, why are you saying? Because you're supposed to be told you're evil and then do whatever the left says. You're an evil white person. Fine, I'll do whatever you say. I'm a criminal. People are like, BS, I'm not bad. Quit telling me this.
Yeah, and then they became the hate monger. It's like the total reversal. It's like these people are reacting to this progressive narrative where boys can be women and kids should be, you know, having their genitals cut off. It's just like, hey, look, we may want to slow down a bit. No, you're a hateful person. And they're saying that we deserve to be.
And the woman looks like something out of a dystopic movie. She'd be the one saying, everyone will be exterminated for the good of Globotron. And if you resist, we'll kill you even faster. I love you. I'm liberal. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Zach Voorhees is here, and he's about to break down the AI takeover programmed by the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center that is literally saying if you're pro-gun, you're a Nazi. If you're pro-Trump, you're a Nazi. They show all the graphics with AI watching you, and that's why suddenly on Facebook, on Twitter, everywhere, women go to the shooting range and they shoot and show a photo, and they're being told, that's banned, that's hate. We've run articles on this. Everybody I know is happening to. And they say, if you do it again, you'll be banned. Don't show yourself out shooting guns. I mean, that's the level of control in 2019. And now the ADL's announced we're going to arrest the big tech heads if they don't do more. They say they've only scratched the surface when it's so draconian already, and that they're going to purge people like me. Okay, so if you talk about throwing down the gauntlet, this is Hitlerian. So get into it.
You know, and this is the reason why I came down to Austin here to join the InfoWars studio is because people need to receive this information about what the ADL is doing. And the machine learning algorithms are going to be trained by this group. In fact, they're being trained right now in order to censor the entire internet. So if they're going to try to censor the internet, then we need to expose what the ADL is truly doing. So what I want to show again is the ADL hate index video that will blow your mind yet again, because every single time I see it, I notice something new and different.
ADL and the University of California at Berkeley's D-Lab have been working to develop a new approach to tackle online hate using the latest methods. The goal of the Online Hate Index is to help tech platforms better understand the growing amount of hate on social media and to use that information to address the problem. By combining artificial intelligence and machine learning with social science, the Online Hate Index will ultimately uncover and identify trends and patterns in hate speech across different platforms. We've just completed our first phase of research, and we found that the machine learning model identified hate speech accurately between 78 and 85% of the time. In the next phase of our project, we will look at specific targeted populations in a more detailed manner. We'll examine content on multiple social media sites, and we'll identify strategies to deploy the model more broadly. While there's still a long way to go with artificial intelligence and machine learning-based solutions, we believe the Online Hate Index will help tech companies better understand the extent of hateful content on their platforms by creating community-based definitions of hate speech.
All right, so, you know, I know Alex Jones has talked about this a little bit, but I want to kind of dig back into the person known as Borat and his recent speech at the ADL, accepting an award. And, you know, what's really ironic is that, you know, Borat has made his career pushing the limits on free speech. And as a liberal and someone that was, you know, I was a little bit offended by what you know, Sacha Cohen was saying. But at the same time, I thought it was funny. And I said, well, you know, that's the way that America is. We allow differences in opinion and speech. And the things that he was saying was really funny. But now he's decided that he wants to be part of the gatekeepers. He wants to shut the door behind free speech now that he's crossed through it and end it for everyone else. And so, before we get into his ADL speech, I want to sort of expose a little bit about how he's pushed the limits and how he's, you know, promulgated anti-Semitism within America. And so this is from his movie Borat, and the song that he's singing is Throw the Jew Down the Well. So let's go ahead and show that video. That's good. That's good enough. Right. So this is the guy that wants to censor the internet. So let's talk a little bit about more about what he's saying. Can we play the first video?
At times, some critics have said my comedy risks reinforcing old stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
The truth is, I've been passionate about challenging bigotry and intolerance throughout my life. As a teenager in England, I marched against the fascist National Front and to abolish apartheid.
Okay, let's stop right there and go to video number six.
The president even tweeted that he was considering designating Antifa, who are anti-fascists who march against the far right, as a terror organization. So, disguised as an Israeli anti-terrorism expert, Colonel Eran Morad, yalla, let's go. Disguised as him, I told my interviewee that at the Women's March in San Francisco, Antifa were plotting to put hormones into babies' diapers in order to make them transgender. And this man believed it. I instructed him to plant small
okay,
devices.
Okay, here we go, and that's good enough. Yeah, and so, you know, they're taking some fringe conspiracy theory that exists somewhere out in the internet, and they're saying this is what people believe. And if you want to see, like, what, like, a good example of this, see, like, Snopes and how they're able to sort of, like, try to combat a lot of the narratives that are emerging out on the internet, where they'll go and they'll say, oh, well, this idea, this mainstream idea that's existing right now on Twitter, you know, whatever idea it happens to be at the time. They're saying the reason why is because of this fringe thing over here, and they point to some sort of person that nobody listens to and says that we all got it from, like, person X. And this is a way that the globalists sort of engage in psychological warfare and try to engage in their counter-narrative intelligence operations. And so let's go ahead and play the second video about conspiracy theories with Sacha Cohen.
Around the world, demagogues appeal to our worst instincts. Conspiracy theories, once confined to the fringe, are going mainstream. It's as if the age of reason, the era of evidential argument, is ending, and now knowledge is increasingly delegitimized and scientific consensus is dismissed. Democracy, which depends on shared truths, is in retreat.
All right, and stop right there. Okay, here's the thing about these globalists, is that they're trying to push this idea that truth is a subjective thing. And, you know, this video that we just saw illustrates this. Sacha Cohen said shared truths, as if truth is something that can be, you know, manifested into reality by a group of people that are sitting at a round table defining what is true and what is not. Like, this is not the way that truth operates. Truth is objective. Truth exists regardless of who says it or believes that it's true. And so the idea...
What this is cult programming. I mean, they're literally, they're misrepresenting who we are. And then saying the public's so stupid, they're being programmed by this vector, and then they make up what we've supposedly said and then project it onto someone. And then he talks about the tyranny that's coming and how dangerous it is. But he's the one up there calling for arresting the tech heads and purging everyone. He's the archetypal villain. He even looks like Count Dracula.
I mean, this effect is called projection, psychological projection. He's projecting onto us what he's trying to do. It's the ADL and Sasha Cohen that are advocating for the total censorship of America.
And the arrest of people that don't comply.
Yes.
I mean, he says that. And that's the ADL set. People go, oh, screw that washed up guy. No, folks, he did this the whole time. Everything he did was to create racial and cultural division. And Hollywood popularized constant Jew jokes when I was growing up. I was never against Jews, have Jewish friends, everything. Because those people aren't involved in this. This is the globalists know that we beat Hitler, so they want to brand any opposition to them as Hitlerian because they think that we won't stand up for ourselves. That's all this is.
Yes, absolutely. Right? They're projecting onto us what it is that they are doing. And once you see this, you're going to see it in a whole bunch of media that's getting pushed by the MSM.
You've got more of those clips and a few more calls, and then Gerald Celente's coming up. But you're going to be back on other shows, and you're back on with us tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. This is so incredible, though, because the ADL with the Southern Poverty Law Center is inside all the major tech companies doing the censoring. And now they've told big tech, give us full power, we're going to have your ass arrested. That's called red terror. They're planning violence.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is here with this big Google whistleblower. We've got all these amazing callers. I'm going to try to jam in. Cheryl Salente's schedule will be coming up here. Finishing up with your presentation, I'll be back with us more tomorrow to get more into it. I mean, this is AI takeover program by the most rabid leftist out there, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, they're trying to censor the entire internet, and they're using their controlled asset, Sasha Cohen, to try to make that sound like it's a good thing.
Google, everybody's already capitulated. This is like, you do now or we arrest you. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally, they're trying to do a Nazi takeover.
Wow. You want to play this clip you're saying from our author?
Oh, yeah. E. Michael Jones is amazing. He's the one that's been calling this out for four decades. The ADL absolutely hates him. And when you see this video, you're going to see why.
Okay, go ahead and roll some of that.
What happened during this period of time is that PewDiePie ran into consciousness, the consciousness that exists out there among the people that he's supposed to be leading. Those people now understand that the ADL is not some disinterested philanthropical organization that fights for their rights. The ADL is the main author of the hate speech censorship campaign that has swept through places like YouTube on the internet. The ADL is involved in thought control. The ADL is the commissar that enforces psychological warfare on the population at large. Psychological warfare is the disruption of prohibited speech among subject peoples. Anyone who disagrees with the ADL will be demonized. The ADL has the power to ruin their careers, ruin their livelihood with total impunity. In the Soviet Union, this was done by state organizations. In the United States, it's done by privatized entities like the ADL. This brings us to the understanding that PewDiePie bumped into. What is the ADL? Somebody knew, even if he didn't. The ADL is a money laundering operation. It is a domestic espionage organization that spies on you, keeps files on you, and will use this material to destroy you if you do anything that they do not like. That is what they've been from the beginning. In exchange for contributions,
And all I know is I'm not even talking about the ADL, and they're like giving people awards for taking me off the air, calling for my total purge, and then talking about themselves as victims. This is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, Greenblatt, the owner or the runner of ADL, is like a modern day Joseph Goebbels. Like, he is like a propagandist, and he's trying to make sure that their propaganda has a monopoly in the marketplace. They do not want a free market of ideas.
Well, we know Tim Cook doesn't. God, he has the worst factories on earth. What a monster.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just amazing. Let's go to Gary in Florida. Thanks for holding in Jefferson. Gary, welcome.
Hello, Patriots. Good to talk to you both.
Go ahead, brother.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Zach, while I got you there, maybe you could just take a quick look and just put ADL, Protecting American Muslims and Fooling American Jews. That's one that's good to look at.
You know, I was on their side. It's all about open the border to radical Islam. Don't question that. I mean, and then like more and more like the whole Rothschild angle, get rid of Israel, too. So it's like an internal fight going on there.
Yeah, and the thing is that the Muslims have anti-Semitism built into their religion.
Yeah, so the ADL's bringing in a group that will actually go after Jews, and then the ADL have a bigger problem, and we'll get more Jews under their control.
Yeah, and that's the reason why, like, I want to, you know, talk to the Jews real quick. The ADL does not represent you. They are there to, like, increase anti-Semitic activity. And if you doubt this, research it. Look what they're doing to try to bring into, you know, America and Europe a group of people that are intolerant against other religions.
And then we're the bad people.
For telling you guys this, yes.
Well, that's a good point. Go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
Yeah, they're just a cog in the wheel. They're being used. In what world do we have an impeachment hearing where they bring up Alex Jones and Roger Stone? Okay, so they want to insert that into the conversation. And what they just did is, Alex, with you and Mike Adams and everyone saying we've got to do something about censorship. They're killing all of us. They're getting rid of all the Trump supporters. What they just did by coming out with this statement is they froze the president. They said to the president, now the president can't go after these companies because these people are supposedly coming out and saying, we're going to take over.
That's it. Exactly. They're invoking Judaism and then saying, you know, if you don't censor, you're a Nazi. And so the ADL is coming to the rescue of the censors.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They're great point, Gary. You're a smart guy. I love it when you call in. Man, I just, you know, it's crazy. You notice they're targeting Prager, they're targeting Stephen Miller. Conservative pro-America Jews is who they really seem to hate.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what religion, as long as you challenge established power, the ADL is going to try to silence you.
Well, you know, Trump hasn't fired Miller, and he better not. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah, there's Front Page Magazine, Horowitz runs that. The ADL took $1.7 million from a funder of alt-left anti-Semitism. Now it's ignoring alt-left hate. It's true. I mean, that's what's really crazy. Thank you so much, Gary. God bless you. Great points. Jefferson in Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, Zach. Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Zach, thanks for being the whistleblower that you are. A lot of what you're talking about, I think, is over the head of a lot of the audience, but I enjoy you trying to get us informed. When they start talking about community-based definitions, that's a newspeak for the new lexicon where they could say what words we can use on their platforms. It's gotten out of hand.
And the new word that's banned is uppity.
Uppity? Why?
They just said we think that's mean to black people. It has nothing to do with black people, but they just said it.
What does uppity have to do with black people?
It just means people that have a big view of themselves. And so they're go ahead, sir.
The list is just going to keep growing with all the words we can't use. But this internet censorship, social media censorship, and propaganda in combination has become a national security threat. It is driving us into a civil war that we can't avoid, where we're in divided camps where nobody believes the same thing about what America should be. And I think it's up to the president to come in and intervene in some way and say, because this is such a national security threat, if we go into a civil war, the first casualty of it will be our economy, from which we will never recover. The American dollar will cease to be the global reserve currency and will never recover from the Civil War, even if the right people win it.
Guys, I've done this before when you call. Get Jefferson's name and number. I want to have him on when I host the show Friday. I'm in depositions tomorrow, and the globalists and all the rest of it are after me. And I'll be co-hosting some, and we've got Zach here, and David Knott will be here tomorrow. But I want to get you on with me Friday for like 30 minutes, because what you're saying is dead on, and this is a national security issue. The globalists are doing this to overthrow the country. This is the end of America. And that's why it's so over the top. It's why it doesn't make sense. It's why it's so evil, is they want to just be so threatening that everybody's paralyzed while the takeover takes place. And we have to talk to the military, the police, the president, have to act on this, or the globalists are going to win. Because all they've got to do is destabilize the country and crash it. Get Jefferson's info, guys. I'm sorry to Peter, Steve, and Fred. You guys are awesome. Get their names and numbers, too. I want to get them on Friday. You've got Gerald Salente's taking over. Zach, you're going to be on other shows today. Coming up as well, Infowars.com/show and band.video. We're all in this together, folks. God bless. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me on the Alex Jones Show. And you know, what's going on with these impeachment hearings? I'm a trend forecaster. In order for me to know what's going on, I have to monitor the current events forming future trends. And if I waste my time watching that, I'm not seeing what's going on around the world. And neither are the American people, because they're wasting their time with this junk news that means nothing in terms of where's the economy going? What's going on geopolitically? Social change, on and on. I've been at this almost 40 years, and never have I seen the wild trip that's happening right in front of our eyes, but you're not going to see it on the mainstream media. D-U-H, the mainstream media. Bolivia, Colombia, Chile, Ecuador, Sudan, Algeria, Iraq, Lebanon, Hong Kong, Spain, France, across the globe, civil unrest, people rising up against their dictators, the political freaks running and ruining their countries, the elite who got all the dough. Hey, that's according to the Oxfam report. 26 people have more money than half the world's population combined. This is serious. And there's a very important element about this. It really ties into Alex Jones and InfoWars. And of course, what we do, the Trends Journal. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. All these uprisings I talked about, name me the leader, follow the leader. There isn't one. The leader is you. The leader is we, the people. The people are uprising. No leader is leading them. But not in the USSA. You stay in that bullying zone and nobody will bother you. Don't learn how to fight. Just take orders. Do what you're told. This is big what's going on. And it's basically the same. People are rising up against poverty, violence, corruption. Income inequality only getting worse. The point I want to make is that Friday was November 22nd. I remember November 22nd, 1963. I was in high school. John F. Kennedy was assassinated. None of the mainstream media covered it this past Friday. Wasn't in the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Wasn't in the Wall Street Journal. Wasn't on CNN.com. Go on, Google it up. You see very, 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 very minimal coverage. Nothing coming out of The Guardian or BBC. Forgotten. That tells you where America's heart is. And America's heart's on war. And as we go into the Thanksgiving holidays, what I'm thankful for, among many other things, of course, being born into the family that I was born into, is to be an American. A Napolitano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. That's my Thanksgiving. And they're taking that away from us. With all the censorship. With all the spying that they're doing on us. Listening, watching, hearing. Looking at facial recognition. Robbing us of all our freedoms. Thanksgiving. Thankful to be an American, but not appreciative or thankful of the cowards, liars, freaks, and fools that are destroying America. Another important element, as I said, of all these uprisings going on, they're independent. The people are fighting with their hearts and their souls, and their bodies and their brains, against the injustices that are being thrown upon them. One of my sayings is, I wasn't put on this earth to take orders. I don't give them, I don't take them. You do what you want to do as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. I'll do what I want to do. Doesn't hurt anybody. Don't cross the line. You stay there, I'll stay here. This is America. And they're taking that away from us. One of our top trends for 2019 was censorship 2019. And it's only getting much worse. You can see it now. They're telling you on Twitter and Google and Facebook what you can advertise, when you can advertise it, where you can advertise it if it's political. One after another, they're robbing us not only of freedom of speech, but freedom of being. And that's why it's very important to do what you can to support InfoWars, to keep the truth alive. And if you want journalism for the 21st century, about what's going on, what it means, where it's going, because knowledge is power, then of course you want the Trends Journal as well. It's really up to you to change the future. And you do that by supporting the voices and the programs that you believe in. Doing it for you as well as for us. Not about me, it's about everybody. The same thing with InfoWars. This isn't an ego trip. It's a trip of freedom, liberty, love, joy, and beauty. And you're not going to have that in a state of war, fear, and terror. And that's all the media sells. That's their trip to get you to tune in. The impeachment process is a total waste of time and energy and money, just as Russiagate was. Not one shred of evidence, but the propaganda works, because most people believe it. They believe that Russia hacked into the elections. They don't believe that Hillary Clinton lost because she's a disgusting human being that people couldn't stand. And when you look at the poll numbers going out at that time, her untrustworthiness was like at about 63%. Trump was just a little high. I think he's around 65%. But the people wanted change that they could believe in. To some extent it happened, others it didn't. So do what you can to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStores.com. You have great sales, great opportunities for you to give and get back. Not only does it help you physically, it helps you mentally and spiritually. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. That much. Stay tuned.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, yes, yes, waging war against corruption. Malone, what a job that is. It's everywhere in a country near you. My paisanos over there in Italy, they have a terrible time going on in Venice. It's way up in the north. Food's not so great there as a Napolitano. Hey, you can't touch our food. But anyway, the floods that are going on up there, and the corruption, they were supposed to build these kind of dams that were supposed to be put up. It began in 2003. And because of corruption and inefficiency, it didn't happen. And now they have about, the flood is like one of the worst in modern history. Again, corruption is everywhere. And it's up to the people to stop it before it gets out of hand. And the way you do that is by supporting the people that help fight corruption. And as I said, please do what you can to support InfoWars. And you can by introducing the Change Your Life Trifecta Pack. Three super formulas combined into one Black Friday mega special at InfoWarsStore.com. $59.95 at cost. And by the way, I don't like this Black Friday. I find it racist. I think we should change the name. I can't even say what's going on over there in Italy. I can't say what's going on over there abroad. No. I don't want to say that. We'll say a man. What's going on over there, a man? Of course, I'm only joking because everything is so stupidly out of whack. And not talking about the big issues, but this identity politics. But staying on this Change Your Life Trifecta Pack, in an unprecedented end-of-the-year deal at InfoWarsStore.com, they're giving you three of the best InfoWar life formulas at cost. So, do what you can, because the cost of not doing this is losing freedom, information. That's going to help you in so many different ways. And by buying these products, it's going to help you also in so many ways. So please support InfoWars and do so by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I mentioned about Black Friday. You know, I may never hear from me again. I may be, Google might ban me if I say this. What's Black Friday about? You know why they came up with the name Black Friday? Because that's when the retailers went from being in the red, losing money, to going into the black. Because Christmas sales would come out and people would spend more money. And that's what Christmas has become about. Forget about it's the birth of Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean anything. What are retail sales? How's Macy's going to do this year? What about Target? Will their sales keep going up? Hey, I hope Amazon has a good trip. That's what Christmas has become. I am a believer in the Prince of Peace. And that's why I launched Occupy Peace. OccupyPeace.com. So, as a Black Friday gift of peace, consider going to Occupy Peace and supporting us with a contribution for peace. I will not die for war, but I fight for peace. And I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. So, let's go on to what's going on in the markets. A new high today. Markets hit a new high. And all that BS you keep hearing about trade wars. Trade wars have nothing to do with the equity markets. It's the cheap money they're pumping in. The trade wars are not slowing down the economy. According to the data coming out, it only affects about 0.6% of the global GDP. It's a global slowdown. The markets are staying strong. If this impeachment process continues to worsen, go back to what happened when Clinton got impeached, but went through the process, the markets started tanking. Could the same thing happen now? Yes. Will it? I don't know. And people will say to me, you know, Salenti, you call things wrong sometimes. Of course, I'm not, you know, only see tracking trends as an understanding of where we are, how we got here, where we're going. Why the market's going up? $3 trillion. That's right, with a T. $3 trillion they've injected into the overnight repo markets so the gambling houses could get dough to go gamble the next day. That's what's driving the market up. And companies are not investing from the tax cuts. They're buying back stocks still. Investment, capital investments are slowing down dramatically. If you don't believe me, pick up today's Wall Street Journal. It's even in there, but I've been saying this for months. So, let's go to gold. As I've been saying, and again, yeah, I got it wrong because I never thought of the repo market that the Federal Reserve would be dumping in $3 trillion since September 17th. September, October, November, all right? Couple of months, $3 trillion. So tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. In my career of learning things, the how we got here never had negative interest rates, zero interest rate policy, and quantitative easing, which they're now doing again, at $60 billion a month. That's just the Federal Reserve, and they're doing it globally. So, going back now to gold. Where's gold going? I had forecast when gold broke over 1450 an ounce, it would shoot higher, and it did. Went over 1550. And now, because the gamblers are getting more cheap dough from, they're getting their fix from the banksters who are giving them that cheap money, they're back in equities. They're out of safe havens. And that's what's driving the price down. So gold, as we speak, is in the 1450s range. If it goes below 1450 an ounce, and, you know, 1450, 1448, 1443, 1446, 1441, something like that for a while, then I see it going back to around 1390 an ounce. And I believe that's the bottom. And I believe it's the bottom because central banks around the world are buying up gold at their fastest rate in 50 years. Because they know how worthless their digital currencies are. This is all one big scam. The digital currency is backed by nothing and printed on nothing. What do you think? They're usually printing out $3 trillion? They got the presses going? We got to get more money to the banks. This is all digital makeup stuff. And I want to make this point as well. Because you're going to see in the very near future, no more dollar, no more yuan, no more euro, no more peso, no more this, no more that. You're going to see now, I call this digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing, new cryptocurrencies for nations. You're going to forget about all the debt they had with them dollars and them yuans and them this is and that's. And they're going to come up with new cryptocurrencies, new digital currencies backed by nothing and printed on nothing to create the 21st century after they kill the current currencies. That's where I see this going. And the one that I would watch the closest is China. That's right, because that China is broken. They have $40 trillion in debt. Their economy is slowing down. Retail sales. Real estate. Auto sales. One country after another. It's going down. Oh, you know another one you're going to see? India. But the smart money is going to stay with gold. You can't print that stuff up. You got to work hard to get it. And there's not much of it out there. So, that's where we see the future going. And again, have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for having me on InfoWars. Do everything you can to support it. And to celebrate what Thanksgiving means. To be an American. To keep our freedoms alive. Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. That's my way, and that's my future, and that's America. Happy Thanksgiving.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out.
Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.